Hello and welcome to the Nebraska Prep Zone Report, a podcast from the Omaha World Herald. Joining me as always is World Herald Prep Recruiting Specialist Mike Sauter. I'm your host Jake Anderson, and today we'll give you a preview of Nebraska State Wrestling Meet this weekend in Omaha. Mm-hmm. Mike, you talked to Ross from Husker Matt. He gave his in-depth preview, gave some good thoughts on that. We'll have that interview for you in a little bit. But I figured let's start things off with your top storylines. You'll be at the CHI Health Center for pretty much the entire tournament. What are you looking forward to this weekend?
Yeah, mine are just the Burks brothers at Omaha Burke, and James going for four, and Jacason, you know, going back to back here, and both are outstanding, and Jacason is one of the top wrestlers in the country in his weight, and that's my. Those are the biggest one for me is the two brothers and if they can do it. And then Philip Mumy is a heck of a wrestler. He's going to Cornell. He's at Kearney, and see if he can go back-to-back too. Isaiah Alford, he's going for back-to-back from Lincoln High in Class A. And Max Mayfield from Lincoln East. I think those are probably the like five guys that are the biggest names. There's only two wrestlers this year. I say only two. There's only two wrestlers this year that are going for four in a row. And one is James Burks, and then Tyler Pawlowski from Pleasanton in Class D. So those are the biggest storylines, I think. The team titles are going to be interesting to see. I think, you know, Millard South qualified 14 guys, and if they get all, the biggest part of it is in how you win tournaments like this or just any tournament is wrestle backs and the amount of wins you can pile up in the, you know, consolation rounds and is how far guys can go. So second, third, fourth place, stuff like that, and pins and all that matter too. So those are, I think Millard South and A, it sounds like it's probably one of the favorites. Lincoln East and Kearney have to be in there too.
Yep.
Probably Omaha Burks in that mix. And B, it looks like Scud's reign may be over. They only qualified seven guys or
they
something
were,
like that.
They were shut out of the dual tournament, which seems more because they moved the dual tournament up this weekend. In the past, it was the week after the state meet.
Yeah, I think it just had to do more. It was all wild card point stuff, so it was a little different. But
so how motivated will they be, you know, if that's a factor for them?
If they can do it with this group, that's a heck of a go if they can get that done.
And even if they don't win this year, that streak that they've had is very impressive.
I mean, they've lost one. They not lost, but they've won what 12, 14. I mean, like it's only like, 1 year they didn't win in basically their history. So
yeah, I think it's 18 or 19 of 20.
Yeah.
Okay. What was your? We'll play that interview with Ross in a minute here. What was your biggest takeaway from that?
Just kind of how wide open I think it is in Class B. I don't think there's a clear favorite as far as the team race stuff is kind of where it's at. Wahoo might be something there. Blair won the state duels, so they could maybe have a shot. But and just how teams are built differently for duels versus individual tournaments. So that was kind of my biggest takeaway, I think.
Yeah.
It's always fun. We'll see. Hopefully the weather kind of feels like it might be a little dicey, but,
cold outside, warm inside.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be snowing, I think Friday. So that might be something, but, we'll see how that all shakes. It should be fun. It's always a great environment. Specifically the semifinals are a huge deal on Friday night. And then Saturday, the best for, I guess for my money, the best production, if you will, that the NSA does in their state championships is Saturday in the state finals of wrestling. I think it's a special kind of environment and a special sort of feeling. It's a pretty awesome deal.
I'm always impressed by those attendance numbers, especially since it is at the CHI Health Center, mm-hmm. where they do have great space for it. Mm-hmm. Every single year, it's always a packed house statewide, comes, you know, even from Western Nebraska mm-hmm. all the way to Omaha for it. And to your point, it's a great event.
I mean, the theater of it is awesome. It really is. There's 10 mats on day one, and then it's down to four, and even the introduction stuff for the state finals is pretty awesome. It just is.
Yeah.
The Parade of Champions is kind of get chills like every time you see it. At least I do. I know. But yeah, it's an awesome, awesome event.
All right, let's get to that interview with Ross from Husker Matt.
All right, we're joined by Ross Hofold, Husker Matt. Ross, just previewing the state wrestling tournament, which is this weekend, pretty big weekend in Omaha for a lot of families and kids. When I look at it, I guess, and just kind of following what you do and what our own Nick Rubeck does for wrestling, is just starting in Class A, Millard South clearly the favorite, or are there other teams that could win the team title in A?
Well, it's close, and you know, we've kind of known this for a while, that this would be a, you know, probably about four or five teams in the mix in Class A this year, and it's really materialized into that as well. So I think by no means is Millard South, you know, an overwhelming favorite. I do think they're the favorite probably because they have one more wrestler maybe than the other teams as well. We talked about Omaha, Burke, Lincoln East, Pawnee, all in the mix. Of course, Millard South brings 14 down to Omaha, but it's about how many points you score at Omaha, who scores points, and Millard South won't get points from everybody that they have. And, you know, Burke has the big three, of course. I think those kids are something like a combined, you know, 160-0 on the season is pretty incredible, especially considering their accolades. And so that gets you a lot of points. And Lincoln East, defending state champions, they got Muthersbaugh back at 182, and that really helps them out a lot. I don't think you can discount them. And, you know, it's been since 1998 that Kearney got a state title, and they have that great group of seniors, of course, Philip Mumy and Nick James as well. But, you know, they're missing some pieces in the upper weights, and they just don't have a lot of room for error. But I don't think you can discount anybody here. You know, weird things happen in this venue. It's always been that way. There will be upsets. You know, Millard South has some tough quarterfinal draws tomorrow. And I think the way this thing all shakes out is, I think Millard South needs to get two state champions. I think you look at 26 and 82. And if they can get those, and, you know, the rest of the team wrestles like they have all year, they should get that. But, man, it's close. There's some crazy stuff that will go on that will determine the team title. So,
Just touching on Omaha Burke and the Burke's brothers, odds of them, I guess, they're definitely favored, right, I would say, to win another state championship, both of them. Just how special are those two, and the fact they're kind of doing it at the same time?
It's pretty awesome. You know, James, we could tell, you know, when he was in eighth grade that he was going to be pretty good. And, you know, he's just carried that through. And, you know, started off at a tough weight as a freshman. You know, he won 132, and that's usually something that's reserved for juniors and seniors. I remember over at that Omaha Burke invite as a freshman, he bumped up and wrestled Isaac DeLow, who was a senior at the time, and gave him all kinds of problems. He's just continued to carry that through. And what's really neat about him is the multi-sport aspect. You of course know mm-hmm. how good he was on the football field. And funny story, I actually asked James a couple weeks ago at state duels. I said, so do you miss this football stuff? And he he responded fast and said, oh, no. He said, no way. He said, I just get too beat up in football. You know, and as far as Jakazen, he's just a junior, of course, and that kid has just skyrocketed from where he was at as a freshman, where he was good, but he's put in the time and effort, and he just developed into a national level superstar. And I think, you know, he's widely considered to be, you know, one of the top 15 junior wrestlers overall at any weight in the United States. He's got international level experience. And, you know, if you kind of compared that to football and said, hey, we've got a kid here from Omaha that's, you know, a five-star recruit, that's exactly what Jakazen Burks is from a wrestling perspective. He's cleared out that weight so much that there's just nobody that's even close to his level. So, you know, he's just dominant, and it's just really hard to see that because he doesn't really have anybody that challenges him here, but we've seen how good he is, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Wrestled in the Who's Number One. He's the first Nebraska wrestler to ever do that. Hey, he's a real deal. Talked about Jakazen. One thing that's really unique about him is speed. So fast. When we talk about speed and other sports, and football, basketball, there's track, but he's so fast that his attacks, he just gets after you and so quick. He's one of the quickest wrestlers that I've ever seen. Every time that I watch him wrestle, I like to watch his footwork and how he manages that. But fundamentally, so good. The other kid, too, I wanted to throw out, too, the other kid, Dylan Miller, the senior. Mm. Hey, he's great, too. You know, he's cracked a few national ratings here and there. And Greco All-American up at Fargo over the summer. And those three are super special kids.
Another guy, I guess, moving to different classes, going for four, is Tyler Pawlowski of Pleasanton. He probably doesn't get the run, I guess, on the eastern half of the state. But, you know, a little bit about him you know, his run for four in a row.
Yeah, he's an interesting story because he actually tore his ACL in, I think, late July. And so I wasn't sure what the status he would be. He missed the entire football season. He's actually a really good football player. He, I believe he committed to Hastings College. And so he missed the entire football season. And I wasn't sure what happened with him on the wrestling mat. Showed up in mid-January, I think maybe a little bit ahead of schedule. And he hasn't missed a beat. He looks like that he's doing fine. He's beaten probably his top competition really from Neely Oakdale. He's beaten him a couple times here already, including last week in the district finals. Those two should rematch again on Saturday as well. But, yeah, he's in good shape. He's just a great wrestler as well, but going to continue his collegiate career on the gridiron. And I think that, like I said, he's a pretty good favorite to get that fourth title. So. Mm-hmm.
In Class B, I guess you'd maybe look at Wahoo and Scut, or I guess is Scut the team to beat? Blair obviously won the duels, but Scut wasn't there. And what are the teams in B you think that are going to be in contention?
Well, it's been an interesting year in Class B, and you know, probably for the average fan, you know, when they think of Class B and they just immediately, you know, think of Omaha Scut as being, you know, the automatic hands-on favorite. And Scut has a different type of team this year. I think they've struggled a little bit with their roster numbers. They really don't have a lot of wrestlers, which is surprising. But you know, their numbers have kind of hurt them. So from a dual perspective, you know, you got 14 weights, and we really only have seven of them that, you know, are considered to be
probably viable, good quality wrestlers. Then that puts you at a disadvantage, and of course they didn't make the state duels. They lost a couple of them to actually Plattsmouth and Wahoo, which put them on the outside of the state duels. And then, they've had a weird year. They had a state champion, really good wrestler, Alex Van Dyke, and he wrestled for a few weeks, and then he left the team, and that certainly hurt them. And then last week at districts, they just ran into some really tough luck, I guess. They have a 120-pound freshman, probably a state medal contender, and didn't make weight on Saturday morning. Mm-hmm. And then they had Joey Orsi, who was a state runner-up 2 years ago. Apparently, he got injured. Now, he's considered to be one or two right there at the top of 132B. He got hurt and lost in the wrestle background. Hmm. And at this point here, Scott has five qualifiers, and you really look at four of them as being state tournament, kind of point scorers. And the fifth guy may win a match, but you just can't win Class B with four kids. And even though those four kids all may make the finals, they just don't have enough. So, and then you look at some teams that are a little bit deeper, and I think Hastings is probably your favorite right now. They have 10 to Omaha, and they have that combination of depth and big points. And Wahoo got the tough draws. They've got their big, three wrestlers. And, they need some help, though, beyond that. And you can't discount Coach C. Brands and Grand Island Northwest either. They've got big points, and they've got some work to do in the quarterfinals, though, if you look at some of the ways that their draws ended up. And a team like Blair, who's your state duels champion, well, they're just not that kind of a team where put them into the state tournament and they have a bunch of big points. They've got a couple guys that can, I think, get some things done. But it's kind of wide open, but I think I'll lean with Hastings at this point, and I guess we'll know a little bit more when tomorrow closes out. So
there is, roughly, I would say, without just kind of first glance or quick glance, there's 20 wrestlers that are undefeated coming into the state tournament, roughly. Is that number high?
I know that information is. Actually, I would say that's probably relatively low. Now, if you went back 10 years or so, I think you'd have maybe a lot more. The reason why is because the scheduling is completely different this year. Wrestling has evolved in our state to more of a regional type of scheduling format. We've got the Council Bluffs tournament in week two right across the river, and you get some of the top teams from Iowa, Kansas, Midwest. Minnesota, Apple Valley shows up there. So it's a lot harder to go unbeaten with the big tournaments and the way the teams schedule now. But I think that for the most part, teams and kids aren't as interested in that as they are getting the competition and getting into the big matches. They've always said, there's always an old saying that says if you're not losing, you're not wrestling good enough competition. But we have, kids out there that are unbeaten that have certainly earned that against tough schedules too. So,
in Class C, Valentine has a couple undefeated guys, and Caleb Long, and I will destroy his name, but I'll give it a shot. Krolikowski. Yeah, Krolikowski, him. And he's a returning champion, so is Caleb Long. And then Chris Williams was at 106 and won a returning champion, too. Is Valentine probably the favorite just because they have those three guys that look to maybe make the final?
They've got more than that, too. When you put them in this type of venue here and those big points come to the surface, they're just tough to beat. And, Broken Bow, who, is right with them as far as the dual format. Broken Bow actually won the state duels, but they had an injury last week to Patrick Powers, who is rated second right behind Krolikowski in Class C, and you just can't lose a wrestler like that and replace him. I mean, that's 20 points out of your 18. They bring 8 down, but you know, unless Valentine has something really weird happen, I don't see anybody that that will beat them. But you mentioned Krolikowski. He's a junior, and he actually only has one high school loss. He lost to a South Dakota wrestler last year, actually avenged that loss this season. And so he's on his way to 4. And Caleb Long, two-time state champ, looks for his 3rd. He's actually committed to wrestling at Iowa State, and he's quite talented. They have some studs up and down the lineup as well. They've got McGinley's, and then they've got a young freshman named Gunnar Battershaw. You'll probably hear about him down the road as far as the football side of things go. Great athlete, great future on the mat and on the gridiron. So, yep, they look pretty good, but they're going to bring some hardware back to Valentine.
What is, and just a couple more here, what is one sort of rapid fire? The first question I have for you is, what is your top storyline if you're coming to Omaha to watch wrestling this week? What would be the top storyline or kid or team that you would want to follow?
Well, I think anytime we have wrestlers that you know, go for the 4th title, James Burks, and of course Pawlowski, that's always a big deal. I think when we talk about the top wrestlers, I actually have what I call a big board as well, and it's kind of a top 12 overall, pound for pound across any class, based on season performances. And you know, if you look at the top of the big board, I mentioned Jacques and Burks. Well, we've also got Philip Mumy from Kearney, who's sitting out there. He's of course signed to wrestle with Cornell, which is a big time Division I program. As well, he's one of the best wrestlers that's ever come through the state, and he's a big favorite at 132 in Class A. We've got Max Mayfield from Lincoln East, and interesting enough, even though Max Mayfield is at 138, he and Philip Mumy have actually wrestled twice this year, and you know, talking about two of the better kids probably in state history, and Max is getting all kinds of high-level Division I recruiting interest already, and he's awesome to watch, too. I think sometimes from the casual fan perspective, too, one thing I always like to point out is you know, some of these cross-sport athletes that we have wrestling. For example, hey, everybody loves Nebraska football. Well, you look in some of these weight brackets, especially at the 285 classes, we've got future Huskers that will be out there. We've got Noah Stafurski from York. He's at 285 in Class B. He'll walk on. Interesting enough, he actually started his descent from 325. And so it's taken him a while to get down. He's a big kid. And then we've got Riley Moses from Fillmore Central, top rated 285 in Class so that's kind of fun too. Watch that Class B 285 bracket kind of closely as well. You and I have talked about the young kid from Waverly, the freshman, Trevor Brown. Actually, on my other side, my Andy Next side, where I look at top freshmen and 8th graders in the state as far as football goes, Trevor Brown from Waverly was actually my state overall freshman of the year, and he's got 2 losses on the season at heavyweight as a freshman. He is a physical freak, and my understanding is he's already getting plenty of attention from some of these schools. I think Nebraska's already in the mix with him, for football. I know, Wyoming wanted to take a look at him last year, but said, well, you can't have him yet because he just needs better stuff.
Yeah. And then the last one is Isaiah Alford. Obviously, he's going for another state championship. He's going to wrestle at Nebraska. He's a dual sport, was a really good running back at Lincoln High. Thoughts on him and his chances to repeat, I think, look good, probably?
Oh, he's a fantastic wrestler. Just amazing. Athletic-wise, I mean, the kid looks like he's, you know, carved from a granite block. So explosive and fast. And, you know, what you see on the football field, how impressive that kid was. He carries that, you know, that same, you know, toughness and athletic ability over to the wrestling mat. He's a huge favorite at 170 in Class A. He actually has one loss on the season that we were talking about earlier, you know, unbeaten wrestlers. And that he has one loss on the season. He actually went down to Liberty, Missouri just a few weeks ago and wrestled a kid named Graydon Penner out of Liberty, Missouri, who's ranked, I believe, 9th or 10th in the country at that weight class. And lost 6-5, had a takedown with a couple seconds left. The kid got an escape just about beat him. And, you know, to me, that goes to show you the level of wrestling that Isaiah Alford's on. Mm-hmm. He's going to be a good one from Nebraska. He'll get to see Lyman from Lincoln East probably in that quarterfinal match. That's been his toughest in-state competition this year. But he's beaten him every time, and he's so entertaining to watch. He really pushes the pace, puts a lot of points on the board, high-level, next-level wrestlers.
Mm-hmm. All right, Ross, thanks, and we'll see you this weekend.
Yeah, sounds good. Thanks, Mike.
And he definitely had a great preview for the tournament, like mm-hmm. you said. A lot of things to watch. I think for me, I want to see every single year. I know it's a thing that a lot of people focus on, but James Burks, going for four.
Yeah.
That's always impressive.
And four timers, at least, that's like so hard to do.
Yeah.
I mean, so.
It seems like we've had a streak last year of them there, recently.
Yeah. Last year there was with three, or four. Mm-hmm. Derek Robb was one. I know that I remember him from Sydney. So, this year there's potential for two. So it's just a tough, tough deal to do.
Yeah. And Nick Rubeck will be providing all sorts of coverage every single class. He'll be there all day, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. You can check him out at Nick Rubeck, OWH, on Twitter. Mike can be found at Mike Sauter, OWH. Mm-hmm. What can people expect from you this weekend?
I'm going to do some video stuff, kind of follow specific kids and their journey. And I'll tweet out kind of maybe post-match interviews and also just their highlights, I guess, of their matches. So specifically on Saturday, I'll do that a little harder, but that's basically what I'll do. I'm there to just do sort of video stuff and kind of write a story on the wrestling mats and like how they choose the different wrestling mats for the state tournament. I've always kind of wanted to know. Like, I don't think anyone knows. Like, is it a nomination? Is it, you know, what do they think? So my plan is to kind of dig into that and how that process goes.
That'll be interesting.
A little bit. Yeah.
You can check that out as well as all the wrestling coverage on anypreps1.com. We'll have live updates throughout the entire tournament, Thursday, Friday, and the finals on Saturday. As well as you can check out the preview stuff leading up to the tournament. Nick Rubeck always does a fantastic job compiling everything, the returning champions, the team favorites, everything. Check it out, anyprepzone.com. Check out Sauter on Twitter. And then next week we'll be back talking district basketball and diving into that. It's going to start heating up real quick here. Thanks for listening. Until next time, hit that subscribe button.